League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a special guest here. It's Courtney Miller.
Hello. Hi.
Today's episode is actually, though, our kind of our secret guest today is our lovely director of programming here at Smosh, Kiana Parker.
Kiana.
Kiana's been behind almost everything at Smosh for years now. Your favorite shows, Reddit stories, everything. And that's Courtney. But Kiana plays a big part. Her personality is a part of everything you watch.
She's the wizard behind the curtain, you guys.
She has helped us so much with this show.
Yep.
She's helped with every show. But it's her birthday as of today when this episode comes out. And so we asked Kiana if she wanted to decide all the talking points for this episode. She did. We don't know anything. Amanda and I know nothing.
Nothing.
But Kiana basically organized an entire podcast episode, and we're going to talk about all the things Kiana wants us to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney's here to organize it and also be our guest.
Yes. Yes. Hello. This is something that Kiana, I have a doc here that's all written by Kiana, and it's topics and all these things she wants to hear you guys talk about for her little birthday snack. And so this is what she wrote. Courtney is my proxy as my fellow June birthday BB. Smosh refuses to hire any other people born in June.
That is true. You are literally the only two people born in
June. Why is that?
It's kind of odd.
We're is it powerful. Geminis?
No, she's a Cancer and I'm a Gemini. Like we're
Wait
both.
A second.
I'm on the
Chance
cusp.
Chance is June.
Chance is not June.
Chance is May.
But a Gemini nonetheless.
Yep.
A double Gemini nonetheless.
That we can tell.
Yeah.
And Kiana also said, I think you guys should all check your co-star and see if there are any fun updates today, especially Shane.
Co-star?
Co-star is that Zodiac app.
Okay, I have...
Wait, my phone isn't in here.
Do I still have it downloaded? Do I still have
it downloaded? Do I need to get my phone to get...
She said especially Shane, so if you don't feel like it. And I can read mine, see if that helps.
Co-star, I lately haven't been listening to my co-star because it's been a little bit rude lately. It's like, bitch, get your shit together. I'm like, I have my shit together. Co-star.
I can't find it. I don't know if
search
I still
it.
Have it.
Like, search it. So mine says, good morning, Courtney. It's Friday, June 14th. That's when we're filming this. Today at a glance, you deserve a wholehearted love affair.
Yes. You are having it with Kiana.
Okay, and it
She's
says,
not here.
It says, do sleepovers, theme nights, read out loud. Don't unread messages or bonfires or group mentality. Don't
well,
know what that.
We're
means.
In a group right now.
Shit.
I'm re-downloading CoStar. and I will check it later.
Yeah, you used to have it on your phone. What the heck?
I wasn't looking at it, so I deleted it because I got to keep it organized.
That's so Virgo of you. It's insane.
Okay.
It's crazy how Virgo that is of you right now. Like the finger part, I knew you were going to cut your finger because you're a Virgo.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
I also think it's a little bit funny that you want to keep it organized because your iPhone is not organized.
It's not? I'm sorry.
It's definitely not, but I have to do a little bit where I can.
Do you
well,
color
I don't
code
like
it?
I don't like the thing because you do the thing where you have it all, like you have
folders.
like three folders.
I love folders.
And it's all in there. I don't like that because then I have to like click on that and go into there. I just have it all out.
You have it everywhere?
Sort of. I have some Show things up. Organized.
You eat cereal
you sift.
And then have it everywhere?
There's nothing wrong with cereal.
Psycho.
He sifts. He sifts. He has to swipe around to find the apps. Now look at you. You couldn't find CoStar.
And it's not
That's
downloading,
because he
guys.
He deleted it.
Oh, it's okay.
It's not downloading.
I wonder if I can see my relationships with you guys through the CoStar app.
Well, I know that, Courtney, CoStar said,
hates us.
It said you and I are
We're
hate
not.
Each other.
That's because CoStar is rude. I don't go to CoStar anymore. I go to my Chani app. Chani Nicholas is the best astrologer ever, and her app is amazing.
Are you want to hear what our friendship is today?
Who, you and me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda LC can touch your heart without you trying to control what it means. Amanda LC can make you feel safe right now, and you can trust it. Laugh until your sides hurt.
What is mine
legit.
Say? I think my account should still be.
Let's see.
You're done, man. You're done.
your handle
you deleted
is
deleted it.
Okay. Today, you and Shane can help each other self-reflect right now. Shane can make you feel seen. Build a bridge to some emotional understanding.
Okay, and I'd like you guys to do that now in my presence. I'll put a timer on and let's get all the stuff out here on the table.
But actually, this one actually our compatibility, it's actually surprisingly different.
What I thought it was horrible when we last checked. I thought it was
on this not so much, but there is a lot of things. I think the majority
are bad.
Not compatible on. It says we're compatible in love.
So it says Gemini and Virgos aren't compatible. Is that what it is?
We've had books that say like you guys have horrible chemistry.
Like the worst compatibility of all astrology.
Wow.
Yeah. But
good thing astrology isn't. I mean, I love astrology, but it's just a guide.
It's just a guide, man. Yeah. Okay. We've done our first task from Kiana. Thank you. Good job.
Okay.
Okay. Now here's some more. She said, here are some things I'm always thinking about. All right. So these are topics that we're going to dive into courtesy of us to Kiana. Present. Birthday.
Hello?
Hating on well-done steak is actually anti-black.
Oh!
What?
Okay.
Whoa!
She wanted to ease into it really gently.
That's her easing into this? I'm not prepared.
So me and Amanda are here to talk about how hating on well-done steak is actually anti-black.
Anti-black. Here's the thing. I don't hate on well-done steak. I don't like super bloody steak, but I do like it a little bit medium.
I like medium rare.
So I don't hate on people who get it well done.
I like a medium rare, but I also love a well-done burger. It's just like a nyan, 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 nyan.
I don't hate on well-done.
Should we discuss why it's anti-black? Should we get into that?
She says, source, Lisa from Temecula.
Lisa from
just
Temecula?
Just Lisa?
What?
Oh my God, I love Kiana so much. Okay.
And then she said, we don't need to elaborate. Just trust me, bro.
So that's the first talking point, and we go, all right.
I love that that's after that when I already started to almost elaborate.
She wanted to ease in, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. The unethical nature of the Parent Trap of 1998.
The unethical nature.
I love the 1998 Parent Trap. What's unethical about it?
Well, they did nearly drown.
Oh,
they did nearly drown her.
They are really mean to the stepmom. The stepmom.
Because if you put like someone on a mattress and push them out into the middle of a lake, they could die.
Yeah, but it's fine. Remember the part when she's slapping the sticks together and she's like, "I'm keeping the mountain lions away," and he's like, "Who told you that? Did you ever see it?"
But yeah, and the kids.
And the
kids. It's been a long
did.
Time since I.
Yeah,
seen
she
it.
Put some sub points.
Okay.
She put, "You can divorce and separate," or she said, "You divorce and separate the kids? What was the reason?"
That is true.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's very odd, especially identical twins just being
just
like
treating them kind of like a dog or a cat being like, you have one and I have one. Okay.
It's true.
It's terrible.
Yeah. That's almost borderline not even like dogs. They treated them like objects. Like just like, all right, you get half the cake, I'll get half the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. Because dogs you don't separate either. That's mean to do to them.
Yeah, I mean,
but people
like,
do it.
People
there's
do
bonded
it.
Pairs. That's
up.
Devastating, especially if they're a bonded pair.
No, you don't.
But and another thing that she said was clearly not enough of an issue if they got back together that fast at the end.
They did.
It literally took no time at all. It's very true.
That was some 90s ass shit.
I think it was because of the girls. They got back together and they're like, let's do it for the girls. And also the stepmom kind of sucked. I know she was pushed out in the middle of the lake.
She was iconic and like stunty as fuck.
That actress was in Dear Lemon Lima.
I know, that's really cool. She was like a counselor, a teacher, right?
It's a good movie. She was in Dear Lemon Lima where she played like a gym coach. Like she played like very much a character like, it was almost like a Sarah Christ-esque character as this gym coach. And she was so funny in it. And I did all of that movie before I realized that she was in Parent Trap as like the complete polar opposite type of character. But there's a scene that I had with her where she like jumps on my back and I had to like carry her. And she's like there, like whistling and stuff. It was super funny.
How old was she in Dear Lemon Lima?
I mean, this was roughly, that was 2007. So it was roughly 10 years after.
I can't wait to sit down and watch this movie with you.
It's a good movie.
Okay.
It's a good movie.
You guys should do a stream where you guys watch it and talk about it.
How long's the movie?
Hour and a half.
Perfect. Let's do it right now.
Is that what's in the cards?
In the cards.
Kiana just goes, okay, everyone leave
this. I got my astrology app is up, but I don't know where the important stuff. Oh,
so
friends.
It's usually on the home page, though. Go to the home first.
Okay, I'm on the home page.
Oh, and it says, good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Shane. If you can't change it, change how you think about it.
See, that I don't like CoStar lately. It's like you're not doing well. Or like
you and Kiana Parker share similar outlooks on life. You and Kiana Parker are able to match your aims and approaches to life and have a mutual respect for each other. You are a mess that makes sense. While Kiana Parker needs a little comfort, ask each other what you refuse to compromise on.
That's so real.
Wow. I'm a mess.
What about with Court? Are you friends with me?
Yeah.
We're currently retrieving Amanda's phone, so we'll be able to see that.
I can probably just see...
I think it's Mandy Pandy.
Right there. Mm-hmm. Right here. Shane, you need to exercise your theatrics while Amanda Lehan Canto is learning how to speak their mind clearly. You can learn from their ability to think things through, break the conversation down into small parts, then turn each part over together until you've made each other understand. Don't use vagueness as a shield.
Whoa.
Actually, I love that. And it's something I've been wanting to talk to you about.
All right.
No, but I agree with the vagueness.
What if I pulled it up and it was just like, Shane, you are a stupid bitch. And I'm like, okay. All right. Thanks.
I love that.
That's why I'm excited to read my CoStar because lately it has been on my ass.
Really?
You pull up CoStar and it's like, stop it. Stop it.
I wonder what zodiac sign the kids in Parent Trap were.
I don't know.
Must have been Gemini. Because they're twins.
That's
the Gemini cop out. It's what's so annoying is whenever they do those like the zodiacs as houses, and it's like the Gemini is always just like two houses. I'm like, fuck you. There's more to us than being twins or whatever. What was yours? Let's see it.
I deleted it.
Whoa!
You guys made fun of me!
I deleted CoStar because I thought it was being so rude. But while we go, let's go. I'll download it and then we'll get to it.
I love that. I love that. Great. I just re-downloaded it to read mine. I'm gonna probably delete it again.
Back to the Parent Trap.
All right, so back to Parent Trap.
That movie is such an aesthetic that is so comforting and nostalgic in such a strange way.
My main takeaway from that movie is dipping Oreos into a jar of peanut butter.
I know. That was intense.
It's crazy.
I always saw that scene being like, whoa.
It's nuts.
It is a weird movie in that it teaches kids that you can try and get your parents back together, you know, which is not.
I don't think that's a good thing to teach kids.
No.
That's true.
It doesn't always work that way.
No, the lessons in 90s movies are insane.
Yeah, because like it definitely made me feel like I think I remember trying to talk to my siblings and trying to get my parents back together, and they were like no, and I was like oh.
I know, but
the Parent Trap.
Yeah,
no, it's and there's a lot of movies that do it. What is it like? There's like Yours, Mine, and Ours, or like Cheaper by the Dozen, where there's just like marriage problems that get fixed, and it's just. It's so sad. I think Cheaper by the Dozen did a good job of showing like sibling dynamics and how you need to treat everybody with respect. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Also, remember their butlers fell in love?
Oh my God, I love that. But they were both clearly like gay.
They each had a butler that was pretty much gay on
to
both
be real,
sides.
Every character in the Parent Trap was queer. Like it.
That's a hot take.
No, it's not. It's online, and it is popularly known.
What?
You look at all their outfits and all their vibes. Like, let's look at a picture, and I'm going to actually Google all the characters.
Are you saying even, was
clear.
It Dennis Quaid?
That's the newer one.
That's the newer one?
My God.
What?
Just kidding. It was Dennis Quaid and Natasha.
Are we talking?
What's her? So we're talking about the 1998 one.
There was a one after that?
The Dennis Quaid one.
Yeah, what?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was talking about the original.
What? This entire time?
We're talking about...
I said 1998.
My bad. I was talking about, like, the 70s.
Are
you thinking... this entire time, have you been thinking about the...
I've been thinking about both as parallels, because the other one, the stepmom was Evian in Superstar. Remember Superstar?
Dude, that one's wild, because it has, like, a little claymation intro with, like, little... And it's like a... girls camp that like literally they meet with the boys for one night. It is so different and very different
it's
values.
So
1961. We're not talking about that old shit.
Shut
Amanda.
Up.
Amanda.
Idiot.
We're talking about.
That's why I was like, wow, how old is she?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the one from 1998.
Listen, I actually recently watched the 1998 one. And that's who your coach was? Evian from Superstar.
No, no, no.
Yes, the 1998 one.
No, no.
The stepmom is Evian in the movie Superstar.
Oh, okay.
Don't you start with me.
I got confused.
Here's an article.
Elaine Hendricks.
From Extra Magazine.
Great.
The queer comfort of the Parent Trap 25 years later.
But are they saying even Dennis Quaid is gay in that?
I don't know. I think it's mostly like
Dennis Quaid is gay.
It's just like if you look at pictures of all like the butlers and the nanny.
Oh,
like they are...
the butler is gay.
And what's her name?
And she's in Abbott Elementary right now.
Oh, cool.
That actress. She's in Abbott Elementary. And in that one, she also seems a little gay.
Oh my gosh. The twins in Parent Trap are Libras. Makes sense.
Oh, because they want justice and they want equal. Well, here's my co-star, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Okay. It says, shut the
good,
fuck
good
up.
Good segue.
My co-star. Make a distinction between friends and fans today.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Do steam, do blank slate and second glances. Don't loose ends, shyness, unrequited love.
So Alex and Spencer are going to have you download Steam. Play games.
You should come in the Steam room.
Do you want to know our relationship, Shane? Shane is out on a limb. Okay. Shane's day at a glance. If you can't change it, change how you think about it. Here's me and Kiana. Earth moons like you and Kiana Parker. Reasonable to-do lists, strong sense of purpose, evening runs, honey lip balm.
Evening runs?
Courtney, do I not have you as a friend on here?
We do. I read you, remember? I read you.
You're not on my main page.
Why am I not on your top eight?
I have to go to you.
Oh, no.
I had to go to you. I just, oh, no, you're on my main page. Oh, I have. Wow. I maybe have a weird at or something.
Okay, so Kiana had Parent Trap stuff.
Yep. Ready? We have more other stuff. Are you ready?
Oh, we're so compatible, you and me.
Yeah.
Except for,
I mean,
sex and aggression.
Well. Aggressive sex sounds... No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. Next topic from Kiana. Sorry, I call her Kiana.
Kiana.
Veneer tech TikTok. Is anyone on this?
I am on... I've gotten some veneer stuff on TikTok. It is crazy.
Basically, non-dentists are doing veneers out of their homes, like a beauty service, like getting your nails done. And that's crazy.
I don't know if I'm seeing that.
No, thank you. My teeth hurt listening to this.
Bro, a lot of people are getting veneers.
Why?
I know.
And it looks crazy. You know what's sad? Okay. This
some
inspires
people,
me.
Some people have to.
Some people have to. Totally fine.
Yeah.
There is plastic surgery is often like a necessity or it's just an understandable thing. But the thing that I think about a lot, it's the Sasha or what's her name? What's her name from Dirty Dancing?
Oh.
Yep. The one who played Baby who got her nose job.
What's her name?
Oh, hey, you're doing what I do.
I'm doing the thing.
You guys do this every time.
Jennifer Grey.
Yeah, that was like her cutest, most unique feature.
But it's the Jennifer Grey thing where people look at like what they think is a categorically...
attractive person.
Unattractive feature.
Oh.
And don't realize that like uniqueness is what is often attractive for people.
Yes.
So it's like people change and go, oh, I want to have like the conventionally attractive feature. But it's like, but you take away all of who you are. And I've seen that sometimes with people talk about that with veneers or with the buccal fat removal stuff going on. Where it's just like, I'm like, you lose something out of it.
You lose your essence.
I just think it's sad to me when I'm like, so like people aren't respecting their own unique beauty.
Totally. I think some people get caught up and they have to go all or nothing on certain things. Like I have veneers, but it's two teeth. It's only two because my two teeth next to my front two teeth were underdeveloped. And so because of that, there was like gaps and stuff. And so I did get them like cut, like I got two veneers and I like it that I don't have gaps on the side of my mouth anymore. But I think it's really important to have someone with a dental degree.
That's what I'm freaking out about
because
is that.
Because there's a lot at play with your teeth.
You know, to go to a dentist.
Take that shit seriously.
Because that's like.
That could hurt.
That's your teeth.
And they like grind it down, right?
Oh my God.
If they're doing it the typical way, they're filing your teeth all the way down or taking
in little
them
points.
Entirely.
Yeah, I heard to my, I think my sister got like one veneer because it broke.
Yeah.
And she had to look. They told her not to look. Don't look. And she looked. She regrets it to this day. She said she looked like a witch from like another fucking place. It's like, it's a point.
Yeah.
I want to find, can I take a second to find the picture of me when I had my child down?
You're Gollum.
I'm going to find the teeth pictures that I took.
I remember this. I remember this.
These were crazy, and you're just, bro.
Are they pointing?
They're little guys. I had little fangs. Let's see.
No, hers was right here. Can I imagine this is a little fang?
Right. Front tooth is tough.
Yeah, my sister got hit with a baseball.
Damn.
When she was pitching, and she fell backwards and was knocked out. And there was a dentist right there.
Whoa.
Yeah, her mouth was totally effed for a long time. It was so funny. It was so funny to see her watching TV. It's like, go upstairs and see your sister. She's watching TV. And I'd go up and I'd be like, damn. And it was like, boom.
You threw another baseball at her?
Oh, yeah. We're on each other. She's like, I know it's funny, but don't. I'm like, no. It's very funny. It's very funny.
That happened to my sister where like half of one of her front teeth got knocked off. And she'd go, and she'd look like a little hillbilly. I'm so close.
That sucks.
Come on. I'm trying to find this.
That sucks, man. Back in the old days, if that happened, that was just like, that's your thing now.
Yeah.
You're that guy with that fucked up tooth for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. I dated a guy who knocked out half his tooth, and he just refused to get it fixed. And I was like, it's very hard to look at you. Your front tooth is in half.
Oh, my God.
This makes me feel like I picked you up.
And then he's like, I understand. And he went back to sifting for gold in the river. He's like, there's gold in these hills.
Oh,
and I went, I got to drop you off at the town that I found you in, man. We can't continue this.
He got his pickaxe. He's like, time to go back into the mine.
Go. Goodbye, lovely lady.
We're so close. I'm so sorry. I have a million
Kiana, myself. It's Kiana is so online, but in such different corners of the internet. Uh-huh. And she will come to me often and tell me about the crazy parts of TikTok that she's on. She's like, oh my God, are you on this part of TikTok? And this sounds very much up Kiana's lane
but
right now.
I don't know what they would show at this part of TikTok. Like people filing people's teeth down.
I just think what's scary, you know what? This inspires me to talk about like something on TikTok is just like you're getting these health experts and there's always a new thing every month and it's the most insane shit. Have you seen the people who are advocating that sunscreen is bad for you and that we were meant to get like
direct
and it's like this super, super tan fucking guy just being like, yeah man, sunscreen's bad. Like we were meant to have direct contact with the sun and enrich. I'm like, you're gonna die.
There's a lot of people who believe that, and they live on the East Coast.
It's truly like
they go into the summer and they get brown.
I just love this happens so much with like dudes with like the whole alpha male or like there was Liver King, the guy who's like, we're meant to eat raw. It's like quite literally not.
No, thank you.
We evolved from our cooking and using fire. But I love all these things where it's like, this is what like how our ancestors did things. And I was like, if you went back 2,000 years and you're like, guys, we're not meant to wear sunscreen. They're like, get out of the fucking sun, man. Like, we've spent our thousands of years avoiding the sun, like staying in shade whenever we can.
Why would they ever say that? People get like melanoma straight up.
Dude, it's the worst.
But I will say, when I was a teenager, there was a whole thing of baby oil. You just put on baby oil and you lay in the sun for like 2 seconds.
2 seconds?
Yeah, because you get
super tan.
Like a flash burn.
Damn.
It's terrible, though. My family's obsessed with sunscreen. I love sunscreen. I wear it all the time.
No, wear sunscreen.
That's not as bad as I thought it would be.
You're fine showing this on the podcast? No, yours was not bad at all.
I thought it was...
I look stupid.
I'm not just saying this because we're married. Like, I think out of all the photos I've seen of people in that process, yours is like... It's actually like cute.
Wow, she's even hot when she has little tooth needles.
But I think you were kind of saying like it's not as bad.
I've looked far stupider on this brand's channel.
You don't have to show it there. We'll show it. We'll just put it up.
Yeah, we'll show it.
I'm showing it. I'm holding it up.
Okay, we're gonna put it up over your phone.
Thank you for being patient with me. Okay, back to Kiana.
Yes,
back to Kiana.
Kiana.
Okay. Thank you for covering the news. Okay. Ready? Glee doesn't get the respect it deserves.
Oh my God, I knew
Fuck
it.
Fuck Glee, I knew dude. It.
I knew it. No,
fuck that show. It's the dumbest show ever. I've never watched
Glee. I watched Glee in college. I genuinely liked it. And then I stopped watching it because it was so long.
I never watched Glee, so I...
Get out of here then.
You want to hear her reasons?
It's covers in a show. It's amazing.
She says it's getting too much hate.
She doesn't get enough love.
It doesn't get the respect it deserves.
Okay.
So she says, taught me a lot about white music. Genuinely the first time I heard Don't Stop Believing.
What?
Wow.
Journey is like the Bible in Boston.
Yeah. I feel like I just heard Don't Stop Believing every time.
Me too.
It's my least favorite part of ever going to a karaoke bar is that I have to listen to that song. I gotta be honest, guys, I'll say it. I don't like Don't Stop Believing that much.
I don't either.
Same.
No, I don't.
I don't hate it.
I don't think anyone likes it. I think it's just an important part of our history.
Look, as a white dude, in the past 50 years, that song is like 90% of our culture.
I do love Journey. I don't like that one. That one and Just a Small Town Girl.
Yeah, that's
those two.
That's Don't Stop Believing. That's literally Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing has gotten so deep in my thing that I've compartmentalized it.
I love those Journey songs. You know, I love the I love that song that's like Streetlights, and then I like the song that's like Just a Small Town Girl.
I said I didn't.
And I like the song that's like Don't Stop Believing.
I
but
said
those
I
are three
didn't.
Different songs.
I said I didn't. That's like because song. Don't Stop Believing took over my brain and I put it into five different songs. That's how much it's torture.
Yeah, I like it that other like song by Journey. When... That other song Journey that's about taking the midnight train, going anywhere.
Yeah, I know. That one's okay.
Faithfully, high school song.
Okay, Faithfully.
I actually like that song.
A legitimately different
song. And then the one that they used in Stranger Things, and they put a fucking remix on it. Wait. You. Separate Ways.
Yeah. Okay.
Ha ha.
Something else.
How cool is that I just did that?
You nailed that, Amanda. Actually, whatever that was you just did, you nailed it.
I thought you were about to, I legitimately thought you were about to be like, yeah.
Don't stop.
My favorite singer from Journey, Kate Bush.
No, I know Kate Bush.
That Kate Bush song rocks.
It was also the first show to ever feature a teen queer character so prominently and positively.
Wow. And he won an award for
Glee?
Yes. I remember he won.
Who he?
The actor who played that character, he won a fucking award for it. And I don't remember what it was.
There's a few queer characters in that show.
Yes, there is, but like the first season.
I think, okay, here's my take on...
Chris Colfer.
Here's my take on Glee. I feel zero feelings towards it because I never watched it.
Yes, Chris Colfer.
I guess the only bummer about Glee my entire life was that, you know, it was popular right when I was out here trying to be an actor. And it was a show that I was like, I'm never going to get on that show.
Well, that's true.
I have no capability of being on that one.
To sing.
That's okay.
Cannot do anything required.
There's a lot of others.
You've had a couple jobs that have had you like, oh, you got to play guitar and sing really quick. Huh? Because I know you had to do that Goldberg's.
That's true. Yeah, Goldberg's, I had to pretend to play the guitar.
I really want to know what that was like. Because I remember the clip, it's just you going like,
That was crazy because it was in like a cafeteria scene. So there was like 100 extras. So I'm in a room with 100
Oh, you're a nightmare.
And, you know, you think that it's going to be like, oh, it's loud. There's a lot of people. It's like, no. For my
it's
shot.
Silent.
It's dead silent and everyone is looking right at you and you have to just do this shit. I'm like, it is unfortunately the most embarrassing job at times. And you have to let go. You have to let go, man.
That's powerful.
That's why a lot of actors are just kind of nuts.
Of course.
Like whenever they show clips of that Barry Keoghan guy, you know,
from
all the Irish movies and stuff. And just every interview, he's just kind of a lunatic. And it's like, yeah, to do what he does, you kind of have to be crazy.
He's so good.
He's such a great actor, but he's great because he's kind of he's a little crazy.
You have to be a little bit. You have to be a little off.
Do we have Glee watchers in the room with us now?
Sure.
Okay, so I didn't watch the show. I watched so many damn clips, or like my oldest sister, when I would stay with her, sometimes she'd be playing some episodes of it. Both the cheerleader characters were gay, right? And for each other, nevertheless.
Is it Naya Rivera? R.I.P.
And what's her name? Everyone says I look like her, who played Britney S. Pierce.
Oh, Britney S. Pierce. Yeah. She, 6 degrees of separation, she's a friend of a friend.
funny.
Nice. She's a friend of her, and you do look like
it
her.
It was kind of a big deal in a lot of ways.
I mean, it's very controversial, like, because, like, as early as then, even still, like cheerleader, like, stereotype in shows was such a specific thing, and it was always like, it just had this weird pedestal of that type of girl. And so I think it was really cool. They're like, oh, both of these are very not what you're expecting. And like, get ready to learn what this is because we exist. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really cool.
That show was ginormous to the point where I remember like songs from like episodes would be like on the top charts.
Yep.
It's crazy.
I loved Glee. I loved so much about Glee. I think maybe I fell off. There was like the lead guy, his like that sad moment with him, and I was like, Glee's getting kind of sad for me. The main guy.
I also got a little confused. Again, I didn't watch the whole show, but wasn't it supposed to be like an a cappella group?
Yeah.
Yes. But it just like there was
They would have solos. They would have solos.
Solos.
So a cappella, yes. So they always will like burst out into solos.
No, I remember, but there was always like musical instruments around. And that's not a cappella. That's live performing music. So it just kind of got away. Usually. I think it got away from it. I will also say there is a huge community online that talks about how kind of pervy and weird the show was and how it kind of had fixations on like twerking.
Oh, the teacher.
And sexualizing the teacher. And not the teachers having weird blurred lines of their dynamics with the students. Mm. Not like Pretty Little Liars where there's straight up like relationships happening. I don't think that was really prominent.
But you're saying that they weren't pointing it out as being bad?
No, it's like the choir, the a cappella teacher guy, he'd be like, my students are gonna twerk and we're gonna be free to twerk as much as we want.
It was like cool. I would say it was like cool, we're cool during that time when it came out. Because like I said, I watched it in college and I remember being like, yeah, this is cool. But like now it's like, that's why, to me, like, I watch back Glee and I'm like,
No, yeah, it's like a lot of shows where it's like, no, we're being edgy and that's cool, right? But it's like when you look back, similar to, like, the Quiet on Set stuff. But, like,
Jane Lynch, great character in Glee. Yeah,
if so Glee funny. Were still on air, you know the Chapel Roan episode would eat. Selena, wow. Did you write that?
Oh, what?
Oh, Glee wrote a Keanu. Why did I call her Keanu unironically?
That's so true. Like, the songs that would be.
Now?
Dude. The Drake Kendrick beef episode, great. Just kidding.
How was Glee?
Yeah, a Sabrina Carpenter.
I don't want to see Glee doing that. Like boom, 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 boom. They're like against each other, like dun 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 dun. It's like, hey, my friend was in an a cappella group in college, and it was huge. They were rock stars.
Oh, was it during Glee time?
It was during Glee time. Ooh. And she was, there was tons of a cappella groups in my college, but she was one of the leads in her a cappella group. And they did like a whole hazing process. They did like a select at night.
It was like Sharks and Jets. They would kill each other.
Yeah,
Pitch Perfect was real.
It was just, oh, 100%. They had, in fact, this is crazy, but their a cappella group actually, do you remember, this is a crazy crossover. Do you remember about The Vow, that cult, The Vow?
Yeah.
They were on The Vow for 2 seconds because The Vow was trying to get them in
That's
that company.
That's right.
It's
and
their,
they declined it, right? They were like, they're like, this is some weird group. Shit. That's so
My
funny.
My friend is on The Vow. It's their a cappella group.
I remember that. That's crazy.
Wow. Isn't that insane?
Love that.
Love that.
I mean, hate that exists.
No, but they were
the
like,
exists,
this is weird. And they also did The Voice. And they said, what's Ozzy Osbourne's wife again? Sharon?
Sharon Osbourne.
They said Sharon was just like, why are you guys here? Like, why are you guys here? Like, so harsh. And they're like, yeah, what are we?
You're fucking stupid.
All right.
That's a good one.
Okay, next topic. Challengers 2024. Have y'all seen it?
No.
We watched half of it.
Oh, fuck, you're right. We need to finish it. We watched the first half and I was like, I'm into this. Okay, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. And then I forgot about it.
You had a bad headache.
So was it that boring?
Sleep. And I felt, no, it was actually incredible.
Oh, we were right at the good part too.
I was actually kind of surprised because watching the trailers and stuff, I was expecting this like really intense drama like thing. And I was like, oh, there's also like a really solid sports movie here. Mm-hmm. And it's like got a very typical sports movie plot. And I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting, I don't know why I was surprised because I know it's a tennis movie, but it's Rocky, but also with this like sexual tension.
I love when movies do that where they pull you in. They're like, got you. We tricked you to be super into a tennis movie. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love when
But movies it also had me thinking, I'm like, what if Rocky had Rocky and Apollo kind of feeling each other. You know, it's like they're like, what if we kiss?
I don't think Sylvester like they Stallone.
Punch, they punch and then they
when he came
they
up kiss, with that would they're ever
like, and then like punch. Kiss.
He would
like
never.
The slow mo, it's like dun 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 dun. Dun
I would dun, love dun, that. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. And like imagine that slow mo punches, kisses.
And Michael B. Jordan has to continue that. He's like, you know my father, right? And then he goes up to Sylvester Stallone. He goes, and he goes, that's oh my God, him. You're Apollo's son.
Okay.
No, just at least the final shot of Rocky II where they're like, all right, let's go. And they both punch each other at the same time, but instead of punching, they just go in for a kiss. And then it's the painting. It's like, it's the eye of the tiger.
Yes.
Oscar.
So good.
I think Shane's having a blast not having to host this episode.
I'm just thinking about sports movies that have a little more sexual tension.
Yes. Love sports movies. No, you're right. So much.
Like, imagine Rudy, but all the classmates just kiss him at the end.
Rudy is so good. Such an old movie.
Well, Kiana, about Challenger, she said, I love it. I even bought a Phil's Tire Challenger shirt from Super Yucky.
Whoa.
I don't even know what that, so, what anything was that.
It's so funny because, you know, Kiana and Spencer are like best friends, but they are so opposite in so many ways. Like their interests are so.
But they both love Challengers.
They're on the, but the Challengers is like their favorite movie of the year.
I kind of think that they're very similar.
They're similar, but I just mean they're what they love.
Yeah.
To, like,
and
what
the
walks into.
Of life.
Like they are on opposite ends of the internet.
Yeah.
I think. But then they both think Challengers is the best.
It's their
movie.
Favorite movie right
of,
now?
Of the year.
Past year.
Oh, I have to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, it's really great.
Okay.
And I've watched half.
You only watched half.
But it was a really great half.
It was a really good half. We I can't believe the way we like paused it, like right at where it was going to get horny.
I know. I know.
You guys paused it before the threesome?
My headache insane. Was really bad. Migraine is like the B plot of my life right now. It sucks. But okay. Next thing. Kiana said, we should encourage people to read more head empty books.
I agree.
She said, I think people don't like to read, quote unquote, because there are subconscious rules about the books you should, quote unquote, be reading. There are so many head empty books. Find your niche and like unplug. And it's so true. Like
that.
People are so down to kind of watch TV that's like okay. But a book, it's better in that way because it is like flexing a muscle in a way, but it's also it's your imagination. And as someone who was a total bookworm when I was way younger and then kind of into my early Smosh years, and then I stopped for a long time, I got back into it, and it was Shane showing me, like, really head-empty, like, fantasy books that now I'm obsessed with, and I'm, like, back into reading fully.
And I would say those aren't even – I don't even consider those head-empty. But, like, I agree. I think it's about, like, you're looking for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I relate to this because I've been into reading for a long time, but when I was younger, I had this weird pressure of like, well, I need to read like great books. I need to read like acclaimed books so that I'm getting something out of it. I'm like, mm-hmm. But then that's not fun. That's
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's work.
Yeah.
And also, I think a lot of acclaimed books suck. Mm-hmm. Moby Dick can suck my dick. That shit sucks.
Moby Dick is
Moby Dick can suck my dick. That's awful. It's just dumb, and it's like, what are you really getting out of this? And I'm like, some books, I'm like, cool. It's cool to read where things were inspired from, but we've moved on from there. And I, as an avid reader, I kind of hate this idea of like, well, these are the greatest books. I'm like, no, people have improved upon them.
Yeah.
They were inspired by it. Like, Great Gatsby was incredible for its time. And I actually I do love Great Gatsby.
Yes, but that's
story. But I'm like, there are books being written nowadays that I think are just clearly, these people went to school and they mm-hmm. read all these books and they're doing more innovative things with their writing now. But also, even beyond like good books now, I think like the point is to just have fun. And also, like, a lot of head empty shit has like great stuff in it. I've been reading the Court of Thorns and Roses mm-hmm. books, and I started reading them, and I was like, okay.
The second one, right?
I've read the first two.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I started reading it and I was like, okay, I know what this is. I know the intention of this book, and Sarah J. Maas is one of those writers who writes so much. She's just pumping books out all the time.
Yep.
And she clearly loves it. She started writing when she was like a teenager. And I was like, this is a fantasy book, but it's also like fantasy, not just because it's about fairies and mythological creatures. So I'm like, this is a fantasy in that her writing it, I was like, she's living this dream of like, what if I had to get whisked away and live with all these sexy men? Like, what if I had to? What if I had no choice?
Wait, why am I not reading this book?
No, you should.
You'd probably love it.
I'll give you my copy.
You'd probably love it. She, at the beginning, just like kind of a setup, like she kills this mythical being, and then like another mythical being, this gorgeous man shows up and is like, you have, you know, committed this crime upon our land.
A life
as,
for a life.
As punishment, you must now come live in our land with me in my giant, beautiful manor with all these gorgeous fairy people. Wow. And it's like, oh no, guess I have to. And I'm like, I'm not trying to decipher. I'm not trying to pick this apart.
No, you're just enjoying.
I understand what this is, and it's nailing it for what it needs to
be. I call it a beach book. I don't call it a head empty book. I call it a book that you're like, ugh. I'm relaxed. I'm enjoying. I'm on the beach.
Yeah.
But it's how I feel too when people pick apart certain movies and I'm like, what was the intention of this movie?
Just enjoy it.
This movie's intention was to go and be silly and be fun.
Yeah.
There are movies that their intention is to be picked apart and stuff. I'm like, when I watch Breaking Bad, yeah, if there's a plot hole in that, I'm like, I think that's fair to pick it apart because the entertainment of this show is the layers and the depth of it.
Yeah.
But some things aren't about their depth. Some things are there for you to see a sick-ass action scene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or like, you know, I think of other, like, I like the term beach books. Kiana showed me Emily Henry, the author who makes a lot of great romance novels that are very, like, in our world and, like, one of them made me a sobbing wreck. But, like, it's really good, but it's not, like, work to read. And I will say, just to the ACOTAR series, like, it starts out that way, but it builds, and it's like Sarah J. Maas knew exactly what she was doing with starting that book in that simple, like, oh yeah, you get it, it's just this. But then it's like, the cool thing about a series is it just freaking goes.
Mm-hmm. I love surprises like that. I'm also obsessed. I'm obsessed with reading Greek mythology.
Oh yeah.
Since I was younger, and now even more. I know.
Have you read
Circe,
Song of Achilles.
Thank you.
Those are my two favorites.
Same author as Circe, who apparently
that's my next one.
Had an HBO deal, and I don't know where that's going to make Circe.
I'm sure it's a long process.
I know, but like, and she's from Boston.
Hell yeah.
So
actually, in the books, canonically, Achilles has a Boston accent.
Could you imagine?
Oh, you got my fucking heel, you fucking bastard.
Heel, you bitch. Troy, fuck you.
Yeah, I agree. And I know Kiana reads something. You know what, though, to counter Kiana, something that she does that I will say is a pet peeve of mine, of hers.
Mm. What?
Kiana reads more than anyone. She reads piles of books. But she'll be like, yeah, this is how many books I've read, and then I don't count all the other, like, a bunch of all these other random books. And I'm like, you're not counting because you think they're like trash books, whatever. But I'm like, they count. I don't care if it's fan fiction or whatever you're reading. Mm-hmm. Are you technically reading 500 books this year, or are you saying you've only read 50 and you're not counting, you know, a bunch?
Okay, reading or audio? Because I know she loves audiobooks too. Reading or audio?
I think I count it all.
Oh no, I definitely think it counts.
I think she does. She does both. I do both.
I can get more. I can get through a book quicker when it's audio.
Right. I like prefer to have it in my hands, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I blew through I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jennette McCurdy like in 2 days because she read it to me like in the audiobook. But I really prefer to like have it in my hands and just have my own quiet time away from any noise.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had another thought about. Oh yeah, just if anything. Two things. I love the saying that's like people who have read many books have lived many lives.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you want to get into reading, but you're just like really intimidated by it, like starting with really head empty, dumb books is a really way. Then you're just fucking in it before you realize.
Go for something that excites you.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm on book talk, but I end up in a lot of like dude book talk. And my joke is that it's like, it's either history books or it's this like gritty fantasy stuff.
Roman Empire.
Like, they don't. It's truly. I'm like, guys, you can also read other things too.
No, the Roman Empire is important, man.
She said, it's got to be one of my top ways to dissociate. You don't have to log them on Goodreads. They can just be for you. Okay, Kiana, no one else is logging them on Goodreads but you.
I love her Goodreads. She showed
that's
me.
That's what I'm saying, right. Though. No, she's not logging them, but I'm like, you're allowed. You can be proud of them.
And then she says, I want to start reading, like, really insane books for the plot, like Kissing the Coronavirus.
Hell yeah,
that
dude.
Level of stupid romance stuff. Yeah, and then the Crocs romance I told everyone about because I saw this TikTok, and then she has a TikTok linked.
Whoa.
Should I click on it?
Yep.
Do you want to talk about the Crocs romance? Help, I Fell in Love with a Pair of Crocs by Ingeborg Sem, which is a book that you can only get through signing up for her newsletter.
Kiana and I have talked about how there's ridiculous, like, there is a romance novel where the main character falls in love with Clippy, the paperclip from Microsoft, the Microsoft suite.
My God.
Yeah. No, people write, you know, in the fictional world, people have fucked everything.
I think it's great. They fucked everything up?
Well, she probably fucked Clippy.
Whoa. How?
I don't know.
Do you? I guess there's a lot of spaces.
A paperclip can change into many things.
Yeah, let's dig into that even more.
Anyways, next topic.
Talk to me about that.
Well, I will say, Kiana also said, I buy all of the books Shane recommends me, but I have never read them, and I feel bad about it.
That's okay. No, that is not true. She read Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
Well, she said, see above note on head empty books.
That's fine. She read Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. I read that book.
This
I think
feels
I talked
like it's
to her.
Getting heated right now.
You haven't told me to read Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow.
I've definitely told you to.
Oh.
It's on our bookshelf.
I think you said that you didn't.
I want you to read Song of Achilles first.
And I am, yeah.
Song of Achilles and Circe are like.
Hey, if you want to borrow Circe, I have like the cool version where the pages look. Oh, you have
like
it?
Black?
Like the. No, the pages look like they've been like ripped out and they're old school and like thick.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I really like that old school. Like I'm reading a fucking scroll.
Yeah.
Funny.
Badass. Okay, next topic.
Okay. All right. Please rank your top five Beyoncé songs. There are right and wrong answers.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, can I say, like, of now?
Just in her.
Okay, right now. Oh, wait, is it for life or what I'm vibing with right now? Because that's tough. Because right now it's Bodyguard off her new.
Me too.
Bodyguard is my
that,
absolute
I'll put that,
favorite.
At my number five.
That's number five? Okay.
Number five.
That's number one for you?
Number one right now. And then my second one is Energy.
Oh, yeah.
Energy off Renaissance. One of my fucking favorites.
Okay. Mm.
There's so many.
Let me just put out some of my favorites.
Okay.
One that I do love is just a very nice, like a happy song is Love on Top.
I was just going to say that. I
love that song.
I love that song because of the fucking...
changes?
Yes.
It's just so good.
And remember when she performed it and then she announced her pregnancy?
I just feel happy when I'm listening to it.
Love on Top, Bodyguard. I also love Heated off Renaissance. Mm. Heated and Energy are some of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Does Destiny's Child count?
There is no note about that in this.
There are wrong answers.
She has. She has. Because Say My Name is in my top five because there are songs on Spotify and then there's Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
It's
like
so
the
good.
Vocals are so creepy.
Oh yeah, Say My Name is my top five.
And like I don't think there are any other songs that are produced so nicely
no,
and softly like that song.
So good.
And then it came out when I was a kid and like it just. It's hard to not feel just amped, mm-hmm. but Crazy in Love is just like,
oh yeah,
that's
Crazy
an eternal
in love
song.
Is so good.
That song's gonna be around forever.
I was also obsessed with that album that Haunted is on. I listened to it so much. God, there's so many. 6 Inch Heels is another one of my absolute favorites on Lemonade. Don't Hurt Yourself on Lemonade is also another one of my favorites. But what was the one on that album where it's like, Partition is one of my fucking favorites. I love that album.
This is the thing about Beyonce, like in the past few years, or probably like past 10 years, honestly, is like, I think she's legitimately like the best artist, like that is alive right
whoa,
now.
That's a weird, really niche take, Shane. Be careful what you say.
Queen Bee, baby.
I know it's not crazy. I went and saw her perform
at Coachella?
No. No, I've never
the
been to
the Homecoming?
Coachella. No, this was a few years ago. It was when her and Jay-Z were performing.
Oh,
together.
Got it. Cool.
I saw them at the Rose Bowl. And it was insane. Like whenever she came out and performed, and I don't like know a lot of her recent songs or like her newer, like her, the second half of her career. But every time she performed, I was just like, this is so crazy to watch.
She's unbelievable.
It's like the, it's just like
performer.
When you watch a performer who's of that caliber, it's, it just is insane. So she's someone that like, I don't have many, honestly, of like her recent albums that I have songs that I'm like, I love that song. I just think she is so great.
Yeah. I'm a super fan of Beyonce. Super fan. I watch so many clips. Some people, genuinely, some people, oh my God. Genuinely, some people that I know actually don't listen to her that much.
I understand. I don't, I don't listen to her that often.
I listen to her probably every day.
Wow.
I was listening to Bodyguard on my way here. I just kind of have a little bit of
an
obsession
for me.
With that song. Yeah. Also, Daughters on that is so good.
I don't remember that one. I'm having a hard time remembering all the ones. I have my top five. I think, well, not my full top five. I know number five would be Telephone because that pretty just, and that music video is
Gaga.
Like.
That is cool.
It kind of, I watched it again recently. I was like, oh, I'm like, I remember myself. Like it was like a, one of those moments where they're like in that car and she eats that Danish thing. Like, but yeah. And then Say My Name and then Bodyguard. And then it was the album before Lemonade, where she had a lot of songs about
Partition.
Blue.
Oh no! You're so
that's
right.
That's Sasha Fierce. What is it? Self-titled.
I think so.
Blue is one of the most beautiful songs ever.
Yeah, and then I like, I am the type where like I just will like hit shuffle play or like play on stuff, and I'm not always paying attention to the name of the songs. And I'm just like, I love this. So like, I honestly can't even tell you my top, like my top two.
It's okay. You told us enough.
Yeah. Bodyguard's number three.
You're going to make me listen to that album again with the blue song. It is, that album is so
beautiful. I'll listen to
her
had albums.
That on my that's Nano not,
that's
video
not a hard
or whatever.
Commitment.
Renaissance is fire. Lemonade is fire because she's angry. That was after the whole elevator thing with Jay-Z and her sister. So Lemonade is like a very and she does Don't Hurt Yourself with Jack White from the the White Stripes, and it's so like, ugh.
I'm excited because isn't her plan to do like every genre like that?
Yes. Wait, really quick. Number three is Bodyguard. Number two is the Sex on Fire cover that she did.
That cover is so good. I also was obsessed with Kings of Leon.
And did you hear the story about the singer from Kings of Leon when he heard her cover?
No.
He said that was the first time he ever masturbated to his own song was when people
all right.
This is why I love Kings of Leon. I'm sorry. I love Kings of Leon so much because they're two brothers.
Does that make it technically like Japanese cum metal?
Yeah. That's exactly what Japanese cum metal is.
What the hell?
I can't wait to work out to Japanese cum metal.
Sorry, it was a whole conversation we had with Baby No Money.
Okay, all right.
You're pumping a lot of fucking weight, Japanese cum metal.
That guy has a huge boner while he's working out.
So here's some things that Kiana said. She said, Halo is the wrong answer.
Agreed completely.
I don't like Halo, though.
It's too poppy and commercialized.
I just don't like it.
Crazy in Love isn't the right answer, but it's not the wrong answer either.
I understand that it's just like, it's just a song. Like. Yeah.
Baby,
it's the problem is I like because it's nostalgic. Because I was like, kid when it came out.
I remember that music video. It was a hot music video.
Same with Survivor. Survivor's also got to be in my top five.
Oh no,
Destiny's Child.
I love Destiny's Child, but Survivor is not my top five.
It's just nostalgic for me. When I was a kid and I heard it, I was just like, this rocks.
I'm a survive. It's not one that I replay.
It hit a point where it was played too much.
Yep.
And now it's. I just feel like I never hear it anymore.
Yep. Because it's dead. I'm just kidding.
It's not a Survivor.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, Kiana's top five is, and then we'll move on.
Were there any more no's?
No, that's it. I'm reading everything.
Good.
Yeah. My top five, Love Drought from Lemonade.
Love Drought is so fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Two Hands to Heaven from Cowboy Carter.
Yeah.
Hello from I Am Sasha Fierce.
That
is a good one. School in Life from Four. What are you giggling about?
Four
I want to get Alex Zeno
album.
With every single song that's getting listed. And she's just like, yeah. Yes.
Four is such an old school album.
And then Pray You Catch Me.
Dude, Pray You Catch Me. That's one of her kind of like angry fucking songs.
And I do associate like a lot of my songs that are my favorite just in life. It's because of the incredible music video attached to it that has created like, because you know, movies when they put songs in a soundtrack, it's like it changes how you feel and view the song because of what imagery was with it.
Lemonade was a movie. I remember buying it on my iTunes and watching the movie that connects to all the songs.
I need to watch it all.
Yeah, because she would, especially with the album with Blue, what's it called again? I'm just so bad.
I think it's self-titled.
Yeah, self-titles. Beyoncé.
It's just Beyoncé.
And, like, when you bought the whole album on iTunes, it would come with all those videos that you then just, like, owned.
And it was, like, tropical. That album was very tropical. I think she was, like, traveling. It felt like Cuba or something. Yes. Like, it was when she was in her, like, beach kind of, like, two pieces of, like, linen vibes.
Beyoncé is just one of those people that it's like, wow, we get to exist while she's doing this.
That's what's so crazy. It's like I would have loved to be, like, alive in the peak of, like, Marilyn Monroe. And, like, no, Beyoncé is that, like, tenfold.
It doesn't happen often where you're like, whoa, I'm witnessing, like, a historical figure.
Yeah.
Like, it happens in sports when you know, like, wow, it's people talk about it.
Does it?
It happens in the sports world where people are like, truthfully, like, when Tom Brady was, like, winning tons of Super Bowls.
I remember that.
As a Bronco fan, we hated him, but we would also be like, it is crazy.
As a Patriots fan, I loved it.
It's also crazy that we're, like, you're alive witnessing, like, the bar get raised so high. And I feel that way with Beyoncé because I don't know, maybe this is a hot take and I'm learning music, but, like, do pop stars exist the way they used to? Like, the Madonnas and the, like, Beatles and stuff, and it's like, or maybe it's just rare.
No one exists like the Beatles, really. I mean, maybe, like, One Direction at some point with some people, but not like the Beatles.
I'd say the closest is, like, BTS.
Thing is, the Beatles were like, hot when hot wasn't supposed
to
happen.
It was also, like...
That's like Elvis.
They were, like, anti-press.
But it was also, like, a shift in culture. Like, they were in the 60s.
It was the time.
It's more the time and...
It's also, yeah, it changes a lot versus when they're actively existing versus when it's gone. Like it does change. Like Marilyn Monroe, maybe it didn't feel like it did until after she was gone.
It's true.
I hope I die before Beyonce.
It's true. It's
because then I lived my whole life with, like, I hope, because then, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Beyonce could live to be 150. So
I also think there isn't there. I do, to go back to your pop star thing. I don't think, like, I was obsessed with Madonna. And, like, I do not see a pop star other than Beyoncé that's putting on that type of, like, anthology, life-changing, she changed, like, her persona every album.
I guess there's, I would say it is Beyoncé, and I would say, like, Taylor Swift. But, like, Beyoncé to me, just, like, but I'm also, like, I'm more of a fan of Beyoncé's style of music. So, and I'm also not the person to be talking about music.
I just don't see, like, a pop star that's really doing it to that caliber. But again, it's changing, right? Like, yeah. It's TikTok.
And it's also about media.
Like,
it's about, well, like, the media around it.
Yeah, I mean, people are very honest when they talk on TikTok about the Eras Tour versus the Renaissance Tour. Of, like, as a paying ticket person, you are getting more from the Renaissance show versus the Eras show.
Whoa, I haven't heard that take.
We're going to have some Swifties in the comments.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how many Swifties
we have
in our...
robots holding little rectangle screens that are moving around you and the coolest freaking, like, the choreography. And what's the name of that one dancer? You know the dancer I'm talking about
twins?
On the Renaissance Tour.
Two twins?
The boots, and they would freaking crawl like an animal
if your name is Honey Balenciaga, you
I
you
love
win.
The two tall
you cannot
twins
let
that
anyone
she has.
Down.
Like,
those two guys. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Taylor Swift did not have Honey Balenciaga, therefore it was not as... I saw Eras Tour. I did not see Renaissance. But I'm so sorry. Taylor Swift fans already hate me because I did, like, a Taylor Swift impression where there was really bad jokes. So I know you guys don't like me already. I'm sorry.
Either way,
I do think that Taylor Swift is, whether it's better than Renaissance, I do think, like, damn, that girl is putting out amazing shit.
Oh, it's absolutely.
At the end of the day,
love.
Why are we?
I'm not a hater of Taylor Swift.
No.
I
just don't think there's a pop star that. Again, I just don't think that we can recreate it when it comes to, like, the times. Like, there is no one like Madonna and Beyoncé, but then...
But we won't know...
Exactly.
Until, and I will say, give it to Beyoncé and Taylor Swift, is that their longevity has been nuts.
True.
They're unbelievable.
Like, that has been insane. Because there are so many people who were big when they were, like, you know,
Lady Gaga is
ago.
Still crushing it, though. She puts on an excellent
I would say, like, Avril Lavigne is a person that you've seen, like, it didn't... like last.
It didn't stay around. It didn't have the lasting. But it was culturally impactful.
And still, yeah. But the old stuff has stayed impactful. Yeah. It's like people aren't talking about Avril Lavigne's current stuff.
Well,
they are talking about.
I guess what Beyonce and Taylor Swift do is they do, and Madonna did it, is changing their vibe. And they do it, and they keep landing it somehow.
They crush it every single. Beyonce,
it's so interesting.
I mean, Madonna's change of vibe. I remember when I was 13 and my mom got me and my sister tickets. Or I was 12 or something, to Madonna, and we were second row, mm-hmm. and there were these two men in all leather straps, and they were making out. And I was like, what is going on there? And my older sister was like,
what is that, and why? Yeah. Is it the coolest thing I've ever seen?
It's like, they're gay, and they love each other. And I was like, nice. Cool. Madonna brings people together.
Guys. Guys. Let's Vogue.
That was like my first, and I remember thinking, Madonna is a fucking powerful woman who brings people together.
Yeah, and I will say, like, regardless of what kind of artist you are, I think it's a lot of, like, knowing who's listening and loving your stuff. Like, because I feel like because these artists have learned who's really loving their stuff, that they, like, just, it's really cool to see how they change with it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, moving on.
We have one last topic.
Great.
Ooh.
It is.
She's killing this, like, podcast. Wow, this is so fun.
Oh, Kiana, yeah, I'm not surprised. Director of programming.
I mean, hello.
She programmed the shit out of this,
hello.
This episode.
Yep. Okay, this one says, internet things I don't know that Amanda knows, but she should.
Okay.
Thank you, Kiana.
Let's see if I know them.
It's the one thick bit meme trend.
Absolutely not.
I don't think I know this.
Yes. Yes. Fuck you.
I need to try and open TikTok for this. And it
one thick.
Okay, Alexina knows
it. I'm gonna go on Safari because that's.
Oh my god, I feel so much better that you don't know it. Not that I like could want you to fail.
Probably.
Like you could share this doc.
It's
to
just
your...
mostly the audio.
Right.
Like so. It's literally this.
Oh my god. I think I actually know what this fucking is. I think it's giving people big asses.
So there was this trend online.
Am I wrong?
Oh, there we go.
I think I know what this is.
So there used to be these like apps where you could type in words and then it would just turn it into a song. And so this just became a trend online.
I haven't heard this, but that slaps.
One thick bit.
Has
I
Mr.
Love that.
Crab always had that thick ass?
Here's another one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mr.
So
Crab's got the, he's got the crab cakes.
Nice. Stop.
Here's a Wario one.
I eat crab cakes, so you better get out of here, man.
Here's a Wario one.
Whoa.
Wario.
Well, Wario's got it.
Hello?
Wario's got that shit.
Where's the audio? It's
I love a nice dumpy ass.
Wario's got that Buca de Beppo, you know.
Oh,
what I mean?
Baby. Oh my god. Wait, this is so funny.
It was an app that you could just type those.
That's
in.
Fucking
now Kiana
sick.
Knows that we know. And now she's gonna watch this back and know that you didn't know.
I know. I didn't know that one. All right, what others does she have?
Sorry. That was the first one.
Okay.
How do you feel?
We both.
You
I
liked
it. I thought it was great and made sense.
Right? It's a fun app. There's a few that you could just type in a bunch of words and they go, wah, 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 wah.
It's one of those things where I watch and my brain goes, yeah, we like this.
Yeah, we're
we
into
like
this.
So the next one is the baby girlification of adult men. She said, I brought this up in a meeting and I lost Amanda.
Baby girlification. Yeah.
So it's like when men do like baby girl things. And I have.
Wait, this sounds familiar.
I can show you. Yeah, because she said she brought it up in a meeting with you and she lost you.
Oh, yeah. It's very easy to know when I've left the building.
I'm going to find this. There's a Joe Santagato baby girl edit where it's just moments of him being a baby girl.
If it's the Pope and he comes up to you and he says, kiss me.
This literally is in my liked already. Do you mind?
These are the
I showed Shane Basement Yard, obsessed with those little
this
boys.
This is the Basement Yard that we need to get on our podcast at some point.
Yes, we do.
Because I think you'd love talking to them.
Okay, ready?
They're hilarious.
If it's the Pope and he comes up to you and he says, kiss me.
You're going to ask me.
No, he's not.
You can't demand me to kiss you. I'm not going to kiss
you. Can you kiss me?
I'd be like, I can.
Will you kiss me?
I don't know.
You're being a flirty little bitch.
I plan on throwing the appropriate amount of ass just to get a pina colada.
Oh, I get it.
It's like
baby girl
straight
for
45
seconds. I got it.
It's like straight adult men
who are
getting
like
a little baby girl.
Baby girl. Wait, that happens all
the time
in real life.
I think it's men being comfortable with their sexuality.
Exactly.
I thought this was going to also, I feel like in tandem, it's the conversation about the new type of guy that's existed for the past couple of years of the mullet, mustache, tucked in shirt.
Tote bag.
Like just Levi's. Like that kind of vibe. And I think girls are saying they don't know how they feel about it.
Some we
really
know
into
how
it.
We feel. And we
some
like
are
it.
Really into it. Some are like, be wary. I've heard mixed things.
Be wary of a mullet?
Be wary of like this whole vibe where it's kind of like this guy. I think it's like ultra like progressive guy, right? And it's like, should I believe it?
The only reason why I'm wary is because that weird guy on Love Is Blind was on it and had a mullet and was a fucking
exactly.
Liar.
Well, that's a different type of guy.
He's too beefy.
He's too beefy.
This is a little bit more like musician.
Not my
musician
no, there's a TikTok sound that's viral right now where it's like, I just love when a woman has a little gay boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because he has his little vintage jeans, his tote bag, and his mustache.
He's probably wearing. He might be wearing bell bottoms.
And people think that it's her gay friend, and he's like, no, I make love to this woman. And it is a new guy. But that is a different type of guy. I think the baby girl vacation, like there are baby girl compilations of Shane. Of Shane
oh,
being
Shane
baby girl.
Is baby girl often.
Often baby girl, dare I say. Yeah.
Am I baby boy sometimes?
Yeah. What is baby boy?
Baby
Let's
boy
explore
is what
that.
I just made up because
no,
I'm groundbreaking.
No, you're big scary man sometimes.
Yeah. I don't think it's baby boy. I think it's big scary man, get off my property. Big scary man, I am a gun owner. Get off my property.
Oh, that's so big scary man of you.
It's Tommy Lee Jones of me. Hello?
Oh, how Tom Selleck of you.
I'm U.S. Marshal. Get off my fucking property, baby man.
Baby man.
Best compliment ever.
Amazing.
Okay.
The last internet one is 2014 YouTube culture.
Ooh,
which
weird
is like
time.
The British squad know. And the challenges, you know, challenges.
Nope.
Those were on, we did those a little too long. On
Tell
Smosh
me about
Hollywood.
That.
I wasn't watching this type of YouTube back in 2014.
Oh. It was when that type of music that was unironically being used where it's like the dun, 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 ding, ding, ding.
It was just very cutesy
and
very
just
like
story time. And like I did some of those where it's like story time where this one time this crazy thing happened to me. And there's like Colleen Ballinger telling this really messed up story about her dog. And it's like doo 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 doo.
2014 was like
in the background.
2014 was like peak millennial.
That's
when millennials. That's
where millennials
thrived. And it was just like, oh gee shucks. Like that was 2014.
It's because we grew up watching way too much Nickelodeon and Disney.
I mean, I guess YouTube was just different. It was.
I just think
different.
Reality hadn't hit a lot of people. Like,
yeah.
White people were really just to be. I feel like on YouTube we're just very much like everything's so silly, and then it's like cut to 5 years later, and we're like, guys, I think things aren't silly.
excuse me, that wasn't silly.
I was like, you know what. I think it wasn't silly.
I don't think it was that
silly. I think you're realizing things aren't all silly.
Is it all because they only had like a couple songs to choose from when they edited their videos?
I don't think it was just the songs. It was just like that was the aesthetic and the vibe, and it's just the makeup was really bad.
2014, I just felt like was peak illusion. Like everyone was just like, yeah, like we're really in the Matrix then.
No.
Like everything's silly and fun.
There's a lot of interesting talk about like how the younger generations now are like super aware of marketing and how like it's really a lot harder to sell to these younger generations like Gen Z and Gen Alpha because they see right through exactly what you're trying to do and your intentions. Mm. And like back in 2014 YouTube, you could be super ingenuine and create an image for an audience and people were just like, LOL, love this video. Mm. Like just it was a lot more surface level, a lot more shallow, I feel like.
It was very Irmagerd Rafflecopter.
A was really bad.
I'm just kidding. That was probably earlier.
Ermagerd.
That's actually earlier. No, there's Ermagerd, I think, is actually kind of eternal. I think there's always someone like that. That we're never able to get rid of that.
I've heard that for years.
Ermagerd, Gersberg.
You're all saying it wrong. Ermagerd.
Okay, fucking loser.
I don't know if that's how you say it. Ermagerd right now.
Ermagerd. What's funny is the actual photo is from like the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, she got books for Christmas.
It's an eternal thing. There's always going to be someone.
No, there's certain legacy. There are legacy things.
So is that the end? Are we done?
So that was the last.
She didn't have any closing statements?
Oh, I forgot. She said so there was the challenges and like, you know, like cinnamon challenge.
I know the cinnamon challenge.
That's like, that was when videos could be shorter and you'd make more money. Let me finish my sentence before you start your sentence, Shane.
Oh my God, I want to go home.
Isn't that going to be so cool idea to do that?
Do you know how hard it is when a couple is fighting and you're here and you can't go anywhere?
Legally, it's your job
to stay here. Do you know how hard that is?
It's all fake.
Do you know how, I mean in real life with real people, sisters or whatever, do you know how hard it is? What do you do?
Oh my God, like, I have to just like
find
something
else. Well, you do like Mother God and you get up and you leave and you start a cult.
No, dude, I haven't learned this thing when there's something like that uncomfortable happening around me. I literally have to find something to do. Like, I'm like, oh my God, my ring is not perfectly centered on my finger. I need to just focus really hard on this.
I wish I do that. Instead, I look them both in the eye and I go, yeah, I can see his point.
Okay, you get involved. Point.
It's terrible.
What I was going to say is do remember the ice bucket challenge and all that stuff. I had a buddy who, he didn't do the ice bucket challenge, but he's like, hey, guys, I'm saying like I'm not doing the ice bucket challenge. I think for health reasons. I think he had a certain condition where he like was like nervous to do it. But he's like, because I'm not doing it, I'm going to up it a notch. I'm going to call all of my exes and challenge them all to the ice bucket challenge.
Stop.
And he recorded himself calling them all on speakerphone. And I was like, okay, maybe he's on good terms. And I was like there when he was doing it. And he started calling them. And I was like, oh, he's like, I have not talked to this person since the breakup. He was going through it, and I was like, this is the craziest shit
honestly?
I was like, cover me in ice. I will jump in the Antarctic Ocean.
I think, Selena, if you could look this up, I think what was really cool about the Ice Bucket Challenge is it actually made a huge impact.
It was great. No, that one was great.
They actually found, like, advanced with treatments and cures because of how much money and awareness it raised.
But a lot of the challenges, the Cinnamon Challenge was dumb and straight up dangerous.
No, it wasn't raising money or curing anybody.
That was dumb. No, the Ice Bucket Challenge was great. That was great. That was really impactful. But challenges in general were big. I think I did it. But this was before I was kind of nobody when it, so I was just passing it around.
You were somebody to someone.
True. But you know what also was from around that era that I'm so glad is gone is flash mobs.
Oh, no, they're not gone, unfortunately.
I love flash mobs. How hilarious.
You would like flash mobs.
I want to be present during a flash mob so bad. And then a proposal comes out. Yeah. Love it.
What?
I want to be on a bus.
You want a flash mob proposal in public combo?
Yes, I do. Because I want to be in that mist of magic. I want to be a part of that. Come on, Shane.
Oh, God. At least $98.2 million was donated to ALS.
That's crazy.
That's incredible.
That's awesome. Flash mobs didn't donate anything.
No.
They did nothing.
They spread joy, to be fair.
They spread joy and choreographed the shit out of some
weird
dances.
There was recently one that was to the, I want a man in finance. I'm looking for a man in finance. Oh, and it was them. Yeah. And it was very boots the house down. But I was like, I watched 5 seconds and I had to move on. Because flash mobs, I think they need to stop.
I think they're so funny.
And I thought they did, and I was at peace with it. And now there was one.
You think they're funny in the way that you hate them?
No. This isn't the Vanessa Lachey thing. I think it's funny in the way that I love them. Vanessa Lachey? You funny in the way that I hate.
You hate her more than anyone on the planet.
Yes, I do. And I'm afraid how much I'm vocalizing it. But also I'm not.
Honey, you are not vocalizing nearly as much as some of the people online,
And then I decided I'll watch, you know, I'll fucking watch Perfect Match, whatever. Nick Lachey is the goddamn host, and I had to watch an entire intro with him, and it was so awkward. It was like him with sunglasses, and then he went, huh, hey. And I was like,
Can I ask a genuine question?
Yes.
If we had the opportunity to have Vanessa Lachey on this podcast, would you say yes? Would it be insane? Would it be insane to get her here? to have her
but
sit
here's
down
the thing, shit my done? Pants. I'm gonna shit my pants right now.
I feel like
out of sheer
honestly,
anger to make it bad for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, let's have her. I would actually love to talk to her face to face.
Your impression of her was so good that it made me like look as like
a bee. I would love to have her because I would also love to have Nick, who probably can't leave her side because he's, you know, dead and a robot. And he'd probably be sitting over there plugged in for when he could have to jump back on. Because what I was going to say, him on Perfect Match, is he has this last scene before he intros everyone. And it makes me want to die inside, but I can watch him a little bit longer. He goes, let's see the matches. And then he falls into this weird fake pool with like his body.
Jumps off a building.
With like his Wait. Body that's very 90s. And like he's probably the guy who wore like long jean shorts. And he falls into the pool and he's like and then you see him go under and it's awkward because he's like, oh, I'm struggling to breathe, and then he comes up and he goes, perfect match. And I was like, who keeps hiring you guys? Who literally keeps employing
sounds
you
like
guys?
Sounds like to do what they did like on Survivor where it'd be like the host of the hell coming in to go,
yeah, and he's
starts
Jeff
right
Probst.
Now and then ring.
I have a crush on Jeff Probst.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. I have so there is compilations of Jeff Probst being baby girl.
Of course he is. I watch so many compilations of Jeff Probst, and then I go, I gotta stop. I'm gonna give away one of the seasons that I haven't watched. I love him. And Garde is always like, you should be a Survivor host. And I said, honey, Jeff Probst is going nowhere. He's gonna die. And when he dies, Survivor will be over.
The name of Survivor is actually about him.
It is.
And how long can he survive hosting
and
the show?
Wow. He has the best boundaries I've ever seen.
Do you ever call your husband Gardier Fructis?
I did in the beginning. No, truly, when people went, I'm sorry, what? And I go, like Garnier Fructis, the shampoo, except Garnier.
Got it.
And then when I said that to his Russian mom's friend, was like, she laughed her ass off. She goes, that's not how you say his name.
Gardier.
That's so cool.
He always says H. And then people go, H? Just H? And then I'm like, here we go.
Fuck.
Funny.
Well,
I'm hosting. Kiana, I hope you liked the energy we created in the studio today. Happy birthday. And I hope that the people listening enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kiana.
I don't think we're done.
We're not done. I just wanted to say that.
We're
done. We are done.
We're at like 70-something minutes.
I never saw the 60.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
You guys let me talk about Perfect
Selena,
Match for
no, that was so
long.
Good.
Selena gave me the 65 like a while ago.
Oh, wow. No, that was great and it needed to happen.
Happy birthday, Kiana.
Happy birthday, Kiana.
Love you. Thank you, Court, for doing that. That was unreal. I loved that.
I mean, that was Kiana's design. That's how it's always going to be. You guys say, Courtney, great job hosting that video. And it's like, somebody else designed this.
Kiana.
I'm just the plate. I'm the paper doll that got put in the dollhouse. You know what
I'm
saying?
Wow. Nice. And we're the house?
We're the house.
You are the house down.
No, you're the toilet. I'm the front door. Okay.
Let us know if you want us to do a flash mob public proposal combo in the comments.
Wait, really?
No. No, Smosh already did a public proposal prank. We don't.
Let us know your top five Beyonce songs.
Yes, I want to know that.
Ooh, yeah. Right, I couldn't pick my number one. I couldn't pick my number one because it's just like the last 2 years has just been like an omelet of amazing, and I can't pick one out of it. You know what I'm saying? Except for Bodyguard is number three. Thank you guys for letting me take this on. Amanda and Shane, you are both incredible hosts. I learned recently that when you guys talk, you really lock in.
You do.
And I'm proud to be part of it today.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Happy birthday, Kiana. We love you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
I bet you're reading a book right now.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.